Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. We have three ways to donate: PayPal, Venmo, and then, of course, Cash App. We're a listener-supported podcast, and if it weren't for you listeners, we couldn't stay on the air. So if you get anything out of today's podcast, definitely think about donating. Again, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. End Time World News, if you're new and just joining us, welcome and congratulations. End Time World News is a podcast about God and Jesus Christ and about the second coming. And then, of course, Revelation. We're in the days of Revelation right now. We're in the end times, in case you didn't know that, if you're just joining us for the first time, folks. We're living in the end days of society and the end days of life on this earth. So that's a little bit about how the podcast is. And I cover thoughts and opinions and commentary and sometimes daily news, and then, of course, also world news and current events. So that might help give you a good perspective of what this podcast is about. And going forward, I want to get into today's podcast here, if I may. So like, share, subscribe, folks. So let's get into it. I want to talk to you today, folks, about the plans of the WHO, that's the World Health Organization. What they're scheming and what they're conjuring up is nothing shy of pure evil. You have to understand, this is an organization that is bought and paid for by the globalists. The globalists being, of course, for those folks just joining us, I'll cover the globalist list here in a nutshell. The richest man on the face of the earth, or family, is the Rothschilds family. They're in Europe. And then, of course, here in the United States is the Rockefeller, the Rockefellers. And so a lot of people don't know that. They're kept out of Forbes magazine for a reason. They bought and paid for, and they're kept out of Forbes magazine through contributions because they don't want Forbes on the top 10 or top 100 wealthiest list. They don't want Forbes publishing just how much money they make. So, of course, in that, you have your two people, the Rothschilds family, you have the Rockefellers, and then lower hanging fruit, you have Bill Gates, of course, and above him, George Soros. And then now you have Elon Musk. He's in there, and, you know, billionaires and millionaires come and go all the time. A lot of people don't know that, but they come and go all the time. So, Elon Musk is one of the richest men on the earth right now, or so they think. That's what the media is portraying him to be in Forbes magazine and everything. But this is kind of a list, and the Clintons are included, and Obama's included, and Trump's in there. You know, they're all part of the globalist list of being some of the richest people on the planet. A lot of people don't know what's going on. The WHO, World Health Organization, is controlled by the Rothschilds family and, of course, the Rockefellers, and through their foundations, donations, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people don't know that in the process right now, the WHO is working on a scheme, as I just started to or alluded to. They want to assert all the world constitutions in each and every country, and this will either start in New Zealand or Australia. They tell me that it's going to start in Australia. And what's going to happen is the country will submit and surrender their own country, their own constitution of that entire country. Just like here in the United States, we have the Constitution of America, the Constitution of the United States, which was bought and paid for the blood of patriots in this country for a couple hundred years. And so that constitution would be asserted. In other words, it would be done away with, so that the World Health Organization now controls whatever you think, whatever you speak, whatever you say. The World Health Organization, and don't get me wrong, this is coming, folks, just like I had predicted and I had seen, and it's not hard to see. Let those with eyes see, those with two ears hear, those with a mouth speak. And so I'm doing all three, all of the above. Just like I had a friend, a best friend, call me up the other day, and he says, oh my gosh, President Biden was just on there making an announcement of how the currency at some point in time is going to be global, exactly what you said, and it's going to be on a form of cryptocurrency and blockchain. And I said the same exact thing, and I've been warning people, members of my own family, they don't want to listen. So where does the World Health Organization come in? The World Health Organization comes in, folks. They are an organization that the world has looked up to, everybody except America here, because we think they're a bunch of incompetent fools, which they are, but they're bought and paid for by the elite. What they are going to do, and they're working on it right now, is forcing every country, and they have to just get 70% of all the participating UN countries, 70%, and the rest of the world will go along with it. The countries to participate, to say, okay, we surrender our rights, we surrender our sovereignty to you, the World Health Organization. Tell us what we want to do. We'll be good little sheep and good little slaves. Well, a lot of people don't know, as I've said before, I'll say it again here, this is End Time World News, and we are living in the end times, folks. We are living in the end times. This is the mark of the beast. This is the mark of the beast era. Christ will return, I guarantee you, but this is the mark of the beast era. This has to happen, going back to the book of Revelation. All this, if you will, all this crap has to hit the fan, and the world has to collapse, and wars and rumors of war, famine and pestilence, everything has to happen. This is predicted in the book of Revelation, if you want to go through that. And then the mark of the beast, it talks about the mark of the beast in chapter 13, and you can go through that. 13:1, 13:2, it tells all about the mark of the beast. I usually just hit on the highlights there, since I'm doing this podcast for you. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18 basically says, let no man buy, sell, or trade, say he that have the mark of the beast. So that no matter if he's rich or poor or whatever his status, no man shall buy, sell, or trade. That's where we're at. And that's what the World Health Organization is working on. How are they going to do this? Well, they're going to get vulnerable countries. Again, the experiment, they always run in a smaller country. This is how these globalists always do. This is part of the globalist playbook. They run in a smaller country, and here's how they do it. They'll go to Australia, which that's already in the works. I believe the city is Newcastle that they're working on over there in Australia, but I could be wrong, but I do believe what my news sources are telling me, and they're going to end up making the whole country surrender their country's whole entire constitution. In other words, submitting to the World Health Organization to, in other words, let them think for everybody in Australia. So, and the World Health Organization has already came out with it and said everybody will be vaccinated. There is no exceptions. No matter who you are, what you are, or whatever, you will be vaccinated. So that's what you have to understand, folks, that here in America, we're lucky because we have God, but most of the time, people don't acknowledge God, but we have guns. And so most of the time, as I've seen over and over and over, just like with this COVID pandemic, a lot of people talk a good game, but yet though they're cowards, they run back in their hole. And that's exactly what happened during the COVID pandemic. Everybody ran back in the hole. Nobody is afraid to stand up to government. Everybody ran back in the hole. And as always, they shut down state after state after state, especially in the blue states. Again, I was in Florida at the time, but they shut down the state of Michigan. They locked it down under Governor, crazy Governor Whitmer here. And they locked it down and locked it up tight. So you couldn't move, really. You couldn't go around. You're restricted in all aspects. And it was just, it was the most ridiculous thing. You know, I had COVID myself, and God willing, and I thank God every day that I got through that. But your natural immunity, if you take care of yourself, taking vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D and getting out, getting sunshine and exercise, and there's a couple other things that you can take there as well. And echinacea I was taking a bunch of different, combinations. I stayed healthy. I got over COVID. Okay. 2 weeks of COVID. I was sick as a dog there for about the first week. Second week started feeling better. After that, I was okay. God willing, God did not want me to die. Praise God Almighty through Jesus Christ for that. So in other words, haven't had COVID, now having a natural immunity to having COVID, folks, natural immunity. I am blessed and I have faith in Jesus Christ and God Almighty. I don't have faith in man's pharmaceutical drugs. That's all man pushes in these big companies, pharmaceutical, because it's pure evil. It's witchcraft and it's pure evil. Now, do I think once in a while, if you take an aspirin, if you have a headache? No, I'm not being quite that crazy. But what I'm saying is that a lot of people, and people will beg to differ with this, that got COVID, of course, they still got the shot. I've known people in my own family that's had one shot, two shots plus the booster, still got COVID. And they're going around beating their chest. Yeah, we got by this COVID. You know, thank God we had the shot, and they think they're blessed. And I just look at them like I look sideways and I said, you poor soul, you. I mean, that's all I can say as a Christian to other Christians and other human beings. I said, you poor soul, I have to pray for you. You have no faith in God. You have no faith through God, through Jesus Christ. And furthermore, you don't have faith in your body's own, your God-gifted ability for your body's own ability to create antibodies to get over a sickness. That's what God created you, each and individual, every individual on the planet. God gave you an immune system. God didn't put that immune system there to look at or to laugh at or anything else. God put that immune system in your body in order to take care of you, and especially times like right now. And that's what people have to understand of that. So going back, what I was starting to say with the WHO folks, the WHO, what they're going to do and what they're already planning on doing, I'm just giving you a heads up, start preparing yourself, start stocking up food, stocking up water, food, medicines, anything you need to start stocking up, because it's going to be very, very, very difficult and rough, for people that don't take the mark or run or anything else. It wouldn't surprise me, because it says in the book of Revelation that people that still remain here and people on this planet are going to have to suffer and suffer. There'll be millions and millions and millions of people here that'll be killed because they didn't take the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast will be this next round of scams and shots from the WHO. The WHO will go into countries, declare that they are the supreme authority, and declare that you surrender your constitution. So then the WHO begins ruling these countries, dictating what goes on in these countries. And again, how they do that is they always start off in smaller countries. We've seen this in New Zealand. I monitored this in Australia very, very tightly, very closely. Because as soon as it's just like this, folks, it'll start in a smaller country, New Zealand or Australia, and then it'll jump eventually into Europe, and then it'll jump over to the UK. Once it's over to the UK, over to a bigger population, about 60 or 70 million, then it'll jump over here to Canada. And then normally once Canada gets it, then the United States gets it, then South America, not necessarily in that order, but usually that's how it progresses. It'll come over here last, but it'll go all throughout the world, all of Europe, all of Asia, the Middle East as well, and then eventually it'll make its way to the UK and then over here. That's exactly what they will. The UK, after it goes to the UK, it'll jump to Canada or here or vice versa. The World Health Organization will again go in and declare that they are the supreme leader. And then the country will automatically vote to surrender. That's the key word, to surrender their sovereignty. Remember that here, folks. If you remember anything at all in the podcast, remember, surrender your sovereignty. Once they do that and they surrender their sovereignty, what happens is the World Health Organization will take over that country. And again, starting in a smaller country, Australia or New Zealand, one of the two will be the elite's choice. Once they take over the country and they're telling everybody what to do, they will create a vaccine. They'll create a plague. Of course, they've already got it ready to go. They'll create a plague that'll just be killing off millions of people. They'll make all them people out of pure fear porn take the shot, and the shot will be the killer right there. And they'll take the shot not knowing the poison that's in the shot, and that'll be killing off millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people. So if you think COVID was bad, you know, and even Bill Gates has said that. Bill Gates, that folks have been on TV before, shaking his head with his wife there, his manly looking wife there, and shaking his head, folks, and saying, you know, if you think COVID was bad, shaking his head and smiling and grinning ear to ear, wait till you see what else is down the road. Because he knows, he's a globalist. He knows he is a terrorist. He's a globalist. He automatically knows what's going to happen down the road, because he's on the end deal. He's in the technology game. Okay. You have to understand that. So from a technological standpoint, he's got it. He's on the inner track. He's got billions of dollars too there through Microsoft, or he had and still does. So he knows. And I pay attention to things very, very, very carefully. The part of me, that analytical, part of me, critical thinking ability. I hone in and I tune in to when these people are flipping their lids and they're talking and they're spilling their guts and they're on these shows and they're just letting bits and pieces of information go into what's going to happen in the future. Now, if you believe in God, which I thoroughly do through Jesus Christ, because, Christ is the way, the truth, and light. And if you believe in that, then you're okay. But what you have to understand is, folks, that just like anything else, there will be hell on earth. There's no doubt that there will be hell on earth, and that's coming soon. Now, I have other family members, relatives, friends. They're doubting this. They're shaking their heads. Well, like I said, I was right on the cryptocurrency blockchain that, again, President Biden got on there and made a speech here a few days ago, 4 or 5 or 6 days ago. That's coming, the digital currency. It's just a matter of time, folks. Excuse me. And that's what you have to realize. So once the WHO comes to your country, again, it'll be over in Europe and there, and then eventually make its way to the United States. They'll declare that they are the supreme leader, that the country must, and I repeat, must surrender their constitution and their sovereignty. Once we do that, which you know darn well we will, and this will happen in about a year, give or take, maybe I would say maybe 8 months to a year, maybe a year and a half or less. It just depends on how fast or how slow. If they see that there's pushback, and these other countries, and a lot of pushback. See, this is how the globalists operate. You have to understand one thing, folks, as I wrap up this podcast. The globalists operate, and they always pick smaller places, smaller country where they can have controlled, that's the key word, controlled numbers. So in other words, just like COVID started in China, spread all over the place. And of course, like I had predicted and I had said, it'll come here last. That's exactly what it did. Because they know in this big country of America, over 370 million people plus, almost 380 million, they know that in this country, they know that also it's going to be tough. It's tough to convince the American people because they have patriotism. They believe in God, very religious for the most part over here in America. So they know that it's not going to be easy. So how they do this is they run trial runs in other smaller controlled countries, you know, maybe 10 million, 20 million people. You know, I don't even know how many people is in New Zealand. Maybe they'd be lucky to have 20 or 30 million people, a small number that they can control. That's how they run it. They can control it with the police force over there. They can control it with their very tiny military. They can control all the people with fear. So they do that. And then again, they skip to Australia and they run these trial runs of the vaccines. They run the trial runs of the epidemics, again, going back to COVID. They just play this game before they get to the real belly of the beast. And that's here in America. Once they do that, they know that over 370 or 80 million people aren't going to just give over their sovereign rights with their guns and their tons of ammunition and everything like that. They know that the people over here are not going to just surrender very easily. They know that there would be riots in the streets and everything else, which unfortunately, you know, over here, we're pretty tame. In other countries, especially South America, folks, there are riots in South America. If you act up, if you do something that you don't like and the government does something you don't like, they do start rioting very frequently. We're very tame and mellow over here. So, like I said, you know, could they bring the final chapter of the beast system over here in America? Well, yeah, they could, because again, it depends on who the ruling party is, but again, it doesn't matter. All this stuff has to come to fruition, you know, and then of course they'll bring out the guillotines. They've had that, not to scare anybody, but they've had that for about 30 or 40 years or more. They've had that for years and years and years in the planning. I think maybe 60 or 75 years, actually, they've had it in the planning. And over the last, you know, 10 to 20 years, they've acquired all the guillotines they have. And, you know, all together, I think they have 60 or 80,000, not quite 100,000 guillotines. And, you know, they'll be cutting people's head off. You know, the people will go into these internment camps and concentration camps. And while they're in the internment and concentration camps, if you don't take the mark of the beast or whatever plandemic the World Health Organization will be leading and will tell you what to take, if you don't take the shot, which eventually will kill you, no doubt, it'll guarantee it'll kill you. If you don't take that, then off with your head. That's the only way they're going to dispose of the body and get rid of enough people is by beheading them that quickly. They just line you up, have 5 or 10 machines right there and 5 or 10 people at a pop and just chop, 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 chop. Next, they'll ask you a question. You're going to take the shot. If not, they strap you in, chop your head off. The next person, you know, it just, the heads will be rolling all over the floor. The blood will be everywhere. But that's, if you're a Christian, that's how it's going to end. That's how it's going to end for us. Not everybody in the world is going to end like that, that's a Christian, but for many millions and millions of hundreds of millions of Christians are going to be beheaded in the name of Jesus Christ. And you have to understand, folks, as I wrap this up here, that you have to understand that Jesus will return. He'll return. And Jesus will return and he will clean up this mess. And for those people that have been martyred, those people that have died and been beheaded for Jesus Christ, they will go on to live with Jesus in heaven and paradise forever. And that's what you have to understand. They will have a life of that has no misery, no pain, no suffering, just pure enjoyment in your life and satisfaction knowing that you died for Jesus Christ. Because you got to understand, folks, and Jesus died and laid down his life for us here in the world. So we could go on with our lives. He gave his life for us. And then that shoe, if you forgive me, pardon the phrase, that shoe will be reversed, or the scenario will be flipped. He died for us. Then it will be time to die for Jesus. And again, I repeat, because it says it in the book of Revelation and all throughout the Bible, and Daniel, and then especially in the book of Revelation, Daniel's a lot of prophecy. The book of Revelation goes into what's going to happen in the future. And a lot of people just don't realize it, that again, you know, this is all going to happen in just a matter of time. You know, they will start, and China already has it. And I know this to be fact, folks. And you have to understand, I do get alternative news and information, and I'm not afraid to put it out there, but I have to be really careful, even on this podcast. This is a religious podcast, folks. God willing, and I just have to be careful, because you do get censored everywhere you go, and I don't want that to happen, and I want to keep and continue to get out the word of God and continue to let everyone listening to this podcast know what it's going to be like in the future with the Mark of the Beast system and the WHO. The WHO will control things at some point in time, and they will control most countries in the world. And you have to understand that this is very serious. You can laugh now, but you know, and maybe 6 months or a year, you won't be laughing, because you'll be under control. And again, when the next pandemic comes out, that'll be coming out shortly, maybe within 6 months or so, maybe a year, but maybe within 6 months, especially if the elections don't go good for the Democrats here in the United States, which they're not going to, I don't think so. It's going to be very ugly. It's going to be very ugly. Like I said, they're going to start in smaller countries, work their way towards the United States. Once they're here, the United States government, whoever that is, if that's the Democrats, which they probably will still be in power, unfortunately, at least the presidency, they will surrender over to the country. They will surrender over to the WHO. They will surrender over your rights as a U.S. citizen. You will not become a U.S. citizen anymore. You will not be a U.S. citizen. You'll be a world citizen, a global citizen, property of who? The WHO. That's who. So you have to understand that, folks, that's where we're going. That's what's going to happen. And that's very, very, very scary. Or an organization. If it's not the WHO, it's going to be somebody else related to the WHO. But since they realize, as I say in closing, folks, they realize that the plandemic scared the living daylights out of people. It's, to be frank and honest, it scared the living hell out of people. And they realized it was such a great control mechanism of controlling global, not controlling a couple hundred million and not controlling a billion. They realized they could control the world without firing a single shot through the plandemic. And that's what you have to understand, folks. That's where we're going here. That's exactly where we're going here. The WHO will be at the head of that. They'll control the world. And again, this goes right into Revelation, the mark of the beast system. And again, those people, going back to the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, you cannot buy, sell, or trade, say that he that had the mark of the beast, and for the number of his name is 666. And let me repeat that. You cannot buy, sell, or trade unless you have the mark of the beast. And the number of his name is 666. So you have to understand, folks, that's where we're going. We will be marked up, or some of us, others of us, will plan on checking out, if you will. In other words, if it comes time and you absolutely positively, you take the shot, you take the mark, or else die for Jesus. Well, you know, folks, the true believers of God, get ready, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to have to die for Jesus Christ. Because I'm not taking the mark, and I know I haven't been perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God. And I haven't been perfect, and I'm sure there are a few other people out there listening to this podcast that has not been perfect. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I do. I hope and pray that between now and then the very end, I hope you find Jesus Christ in your heart. And I hope you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you do, let me know. Go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I'm your host, Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com. redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe, folks. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, God bless you and your families. Thanks for listening again, and God bless you and stay safe, folks. That's it. See you next week. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.